And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
David Duchovny, of course, this guy's had a long history. He's a terrific actor, and he's an author as well. I find that most people that are creative, they work in a variety of methods.
Oh, this guy does everything, man.
He wrote a novel previously called Bucky Effing Dent, which since I spent 4 years in Boston, I know exactly of what he speaks. And he has a new novel out. It's called Miss Subways. And we welcome David Duchovny to WDS for a quick visit. David, welcome and good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
How cool was it to work with Gillian Anderson?
Oh, yeah, we worked. Those 25 years went by in a blur.
You know, it's amazing that, and I'm just looking over some of the stuff. There's a petition going around on Netflix right now that the people that are watching, that are just the uber fans of The X-Files, need season 10 to be put up on Netflix, and they haven't done it. And you should see the petition these people have for this. Does that stuff just amaze you?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm hearing about that for the first time, and I wonder why they don't have season 10 up there.
They don't have season 10, and there's a group of people.
I would like to sign that petition myself.
Yeah, well, you should, because many people have signed it. It is unbelievable.
When did you decide to branch out and start writing novels? I've heard of a few other actors that have done this. Some have been very successful, others not so much. When did you decide to put pen to paper?
Well, I was writing before I was acting. That was really kind of what I thought I would do. When I realized I wasn't going to play for the Yankees or the Knicks or any professional sports team for that matter, I decided to, I wrote. I always wrote. And then acting kind of became my career almost inadvertently. So it's always something that I knew I'd get back to. So here I am.
Are you getting a good reaction on the road? I know you're in Cambridge tonight, Massachusetts, some book signing, and probably coming through Chicago at some point.
It's been really kind this time around. You know, there's always people that'll say, you know, not bad for an actor, and you know, what, you just got to take your lumps.
David Duchovny is here. You know, we were talking just before you joined us about Roseanne on the Tonight Show last night with Fallon, and previously we've talked about Kanye West. Well, she just talked about Trump. You know, as an actor, as an artist, as somebody who has made you made your profession essentially in entertainment. Wading into political waters, is that advisable at any time? I mean, it's hard to ignore, but still, it comes with a double-edged sword, obviously.
Well, you know, there's many things to talk about there. It's a different world now. Everybody has access to a voice in a way. Anybody can tweet. Anybody can be heard. I guess that's a good thing. It's also a horrible thing. Actors try to use the weight of their popularity to get the word out on their opinions. I suppose that's fair, but I think in the end, you should just look at it as one person's opinion. That's all it is. It's one person. It's not all that person's followers on Twitter or all that person's fans. It's one person speaking up.
David Duchovny is here. He has a new a novel out called Miss Subways. I want to introduce you to our news director, John Dempsey, David, who's a terrific super fan of David Duchovny.
David, I loved the Gary Shandling show, the Larry Sanders show, of course, and Gary, of course, died a couple of years ago. You had such an amazing chemistry with him, and I know you appeared on several episodes. What was it like working with Gary Shandling?
I love Gary as a friend. I miss him dearly. And I don't know if you know, there's a documentary out that started airing about a month ago on HBO called The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. And if you are a fan of Gary's or interested in him at all, it's a beautiful work. It's about 4 hours long, and it was done by Judd Apatow, the writer and director, and he did an amazing job. It's a beautiful piece of work.
Were you part of that basketball group that used to play at Gary's house regularly?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Yeah.
Did he throw elbows?
No.
Did you ever walk around his house in a bathrobe and cross your legs?
No. He didn't like to mix it up. He stayed out of the paint. But Gary, that whole idea for the bathrobe came when I was I'd come into from Vancouver because we were shooting the X-Files there. I'd come to L.A. to go to the Golden Globes, of all things. I was staying in a hotel, And after the ceremony, Gary came over to visit, and I had showered, and I was in my robe, and we were hanging out. And I said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I Sharon Stoned you in the show?
That's awesome.
Oh, it's so memorable. I just rewatched all of those programs, and that made me laugh. It was a great scene. It's just so funny. And the
what people forget is that Gary is really one of the most influential, not only performers, but comic voices and television performers of ever, you know, and so many shows, so much of comedy can be traced from what Gary did through the Gary Shandling Show and through the Sanders Show and through the people that he influenced, like Judd Apatow, like Adam McKay.
Wasn't Apatow a writer on the Sanders Show?
He was. He was a young writer, and Gary really mentored him, took him under his wing, basically forced him to direct. Stuff like that. Gary is really a mentor figure for Judd.
You know, we look at the body of work, you know, not only the X-Files and the stuff you did with Shandling and your books, but your music career.
Yeah, he's a good musician.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, we'd mentioned social media and the platform that gives and whether it's good or not. Is that an easier way for you to get your music stuff out there?
Well, certainly it's you know, if I do a show like The X-Files or Californication, I have this huge media conglomerate behind it, like Fox or Showtime, CBS, and they're going to get the word out there, and they're going to spend the money to put my face on buses and billboards and stuff like that. But, you know, the book business is not a big business anymore. The music business is a strange business, and I'm just starting out. So for me, I don't have these behemoth advertising budgets behind me for books or for music. It's really just me getting my word out there. And for that, you know, Twitter and Facebook is a real opportunity.
And so is AM radio in Chicago. So, David, thank you much. We're all big fans, and we wish you nothing but the best. I really, really appreciate authors, because it goes to the Library of Congress. It's there forever. Some of the other stuff is somewhat disposable. I'm not talking about you specifically, but other medias. But yeah. Congratulations, and I know you're very proud of it. Good luck.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the nicest gifts I receive at these signings that I've done for the book is somebody gave me a pen with the number, the Library of Congress catalog number of the book on it. And I thought that was what you just said is like, oh, that's going to be there for as long as this country is here.
That matters. David, thanks much.
All right, thank you.
Take care. David Duchovny joining us here. His new book, as I mentioned, probably
Miss Subways.
Miss Subways, yes.
And David, if you're still there, we will send you a WLS AM 890 pen.
We're out.
We'll send you a Loop pen.
We have some Loop T-shirts.
But yeah, those cost.
Well, those
are 20
bucks. We
don't
give those away.
Those are 20 bucks. The
David,
pens are.
David, we'll need your credit card.
David, we can send you a Steve Dahl refrigerator, mate. Oh.
Those are gone, too.
Those are gone. He's gone.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.